I'm trying to ask you first of all about Adam Nagy and Zach Finder. How are they getting on?
Yeah, they're okay. I'm playing with us today, so yeah, they make good progress.
Possibly for Wednesday night then.
Providing that they feel okay, there's a strong possibility that they'll be in the squad. Yeah.
Great. Any updates on Jamie Patterson and Tommy Rowe?
Tommy's trained really well today, so he's been with the first team squad. So he's making progress. So yeah, I'm pleased that we're getting players back into contention. Yeah.
Just looking back on obviously Saturday's win at Birmingham City, do you feel that that's probably the best performance from the team since you've taken charge?
It was the most complete in the sense that that we looked defensively solid, but also very threatening with the ball as well. So I think when I talked last week about getting a response, I think for all of us, it's just trying to make sure that our way of going about games is to understand that it's not always about just being able to play your way into games. You've got to understand that different sides present different obstacles, and we have to be able to be able to deal with a more direct and physical game. And I thought we did that exceptionally well, but also were very good in terms of counter-attacking. So yeah, it was a good performance, and it's important that we recognize that, but setting higher standards means that I will be expecting us to replicate that standard of performance. That doesn't always guarantee you results, but I think the players know that if you compare that game to, say, a QPR game, there is a real difference in performance. And I was delighted for the players, actually, because it's been the last few months have been quite difficult, both in terms of having injuries and being in quite a long run of not being able to pick points up. And that is always going to erode confidence. So it was very pleasing, but that's now part of history, and it's about being ready for the next game. So I'm a big believer in just living in the present.
Managers always talk about their philosophies and getting their points of view across, their ideas across. How far do you think you are in terms of getting that message across and having kind of that perfect Nigel Pearson endorsed Bristol City performance? How far away do you think you are?
I'm particularly ego-driven, so I'm not really thinking about those terms. I look at what we have, and on any given day, trying to maximize what we have available. So, I think it's for other people to make observations of what we are like. But I am a part of a team here. It's important that I play my part in helping us as a club to realize what we have going for us, and make sure that our performances have a standard which is high. But we need to be able to replicate good performances. And I'd like to see us be really gritty and be able to win difficult games and find a point from a losing position. And so it's really just basic stuff I'm talking about here. Most importantly, it is always about trying to maximize what we have, and that's all I'm really interested in. The challenge for us here on in for the rest of the season is to finish as high as we can and win as many points, and we'll see where that takes us. But first and foremost, it is just about now preparing for this next game, which won't be I don't know whether people look at games in the championship and sort of tick off ones that they think are going to be easier than others. In my experience, that's not the case. The championship is a division in which it's fair to say that most teams can, on a good day, beat any other side, and that's where the ability to be consistent becomes even more important than in other situations.
Casey Palmer seems to be more one of the players at the moment so far. What have you made of him? And did you kind of know a great deal about him before you took over?
I knew enough about him. He's a player with ability, and but the rules apply the same to him as everybody else. There's no magic wand with players. It is just trying to get the framework right for the players to be able to bring their own qualities to the team, and I've been impressed with his work rate, and he's a player who's capable of, as he showed at the weekend, capable of scoring a quality goal. So I'm very pleased to have players with different styles and abilities, and I think that's something which is, or different strengths, not different abilities, different aspects of the game which collectively makes us stronger.
Obviously, he contributes quite a few sort of goals and assists, but sort of his defensive work as well has been quite impressive in the past couple of games. Is that something consciously that you've worked on, sort of both sides of his game?
It's everything applies to all the players, so I expect us to be all the players to work hard in possession and work hard out of possession. I think there's a bit of a fallacy as to what players bring to the side. For me, it's about having a collective work ethic. So our strikers are our first line of defence, and our goalkeeper and defenders are the first line of attack. So it's trying to, like I said before, it's having a framework where people understand their roles within the team, and it doesn't always work. You know, sometimes performances aren't what we would like them to be, but providing we have performances of honesty and hard working intentions and good intentions, for me, then it's then about working at the detail. So it's really important that we try and get a sustained level of performance that we can all identify with, and having competition for places is very important in trying to create that sort of feeling.
Liam Walsh is back now. Are you excited to work with him over the last couple of months of the season?
It's good to have him available again. So saw him play last Tuesday in the under-23s. He got some pitch time on Saturday. It's another opportunity for an individual to show what they're capable of doing. So I'm happy to work with all of the players. I know we've had a number of injuries this year, but hopefully we can go towards the end of the season with more and more players returning, and that they are able to show what they're capable of, because the players actually generate the competition for places. And that's the most important thing. Players have different strengths, and they need to contribute in a positive way to the team. So he's a player that is, you know, I'm really pleased that we're getting stronger squad again in terms of players being available, and it's up to the players.
He's obviously out of contract at the end of the season. Is there any update on his future at all? Any word?
Any updates that there are not for the public domain, quite frankly. I mean, you know, any discussions that go on are between the club and the individual. So when there's news, you'll hear about it. But till that point, it's not something that I would. I'm not a journalist, so I don't speculate on stuff like that.
No. Okay. I was going to say, what do you know about the team overall now compared to a couple of weeks ago? What do you feel kind of you've? What's the sort of biggest things that you've learned over the past couple of weeks?
That I'm getting to know them as people as well as their abilities as players, and that's always something that I'm keen to do because. Not that it's about not making friends. It's not like that. It's about getting to understand how players think and what motivates them. And they're all different. And I don't think as a manager you ever want everybody to be the same. Life would be rather boring if that was the case. So it's good to get to learn a bit about what makes. The individuals tick as well, but as the players, I think will be aware now that the biggest emphasis that I always have is about the collective, both mentality and collective application, and that's the most important thing. So you always learn things every day, and you find different things out. But they're a good group.
Good. And just a couple more, looking ahead to Blackburn on Wednesday evening. Obviously, they had a very strong start of the season, have sort of tailed off since the turn of the year, really. What challenge are you expecting from them?
It'll be another tough game. I never underestimate any side. On their day, they're a very capable side. So, yes, we'll do our homework. We will do our preparation for them. But as I keep saying, I'm more interested in affecting our performance and consistency of performance. And so all sides represent different challenges. This will be another tough game. We've got to be able to deal with the physical side of the game. But it's also important that we build on the quality moments that we've had as well in terms of creating opportunities and, of course, taking them. So, another tough game.
Yeah, as they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one final one. Lots of fans have been asking any developments regarding your own future at all.
You know the answer to this, don't you?
I think I do, yes.
Yeah,
I just wanted to double check.
I'm really enjoying my time here, and the discussions that we have are again they're for the private, you know, private. But I'm really enjoying my time here, and I understand that I have to earn the right as well to remain here. But it's it's a good club, and I'm enjoying working here, and I would be very pleased to stay. So, you know, that's all you need to know. Outside of that, it's detail, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I suppose have you missed being out of the game? It's nice being a bit of a pundit sometimes, but it's nice to be out day to day.
I don't enjoy being a pundit, if I'm honest.
No.
Really too much punditry. From time to time, I think it's, I've done some media, but not too much. In all honesty, a few months back, I wasn't well enough to work. So, but it is good to be back. I think one thing that I always try to do is enjoy and maximize the time that when I'm not working. It's been a bit tougher this time, both with the national lockdowns and the pandemic situation, which I think has had a huge impact on all of our lives, quite frankly. But I've certainly missed working. I only realize when I'm working how much I do miss it, actually, when I'm not. But it's good to be back, and it's nice to come back to be re-energized, and also to have slightly different outlook on life as well.
Yeah, excellent. All right, lovely. I'll leave you to it. Good luck for Wednesday evening.
Okay, cheers.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.